illumination. I am the only energy that is, for I am that which is all right now. You are the only energy that is, and the sooner you come to realize it and enjoy it and take it in and say, yes, that's true, the sooner all things reveal themselves in your life. What is energy? Energy is the power that we have to reveal all of life on the physical plane. Because everything on the physical plane is energy. It is just the movement of this energy that gives you and me life. That energy in our atoms that gives our atoms the ability to be alive and be something that we can use and enjoy all the time. The energy is the sensation that we feel on the oneness of the universe. It's a connected energy. It's an energy that is flowing through and in everything. And I am that energy, and you are that energy, and we are that energy. That energy is all one. It's hard for us to conceive of something being all one, but if anything could be one, energy certainly is one. And that energy is one because we flow and know and are and do and everything and experience all that life is instantaneously, anywhere, anytime, because there is no separation. Scientists are trying to help us understand by telling us that there is no time. There is no space. There is all just here and now, all one, all now. And we fight it. We fight it because we have made an illusionary world. We have made a world in which there is here and now, in which there are time spaces that we have to understand. And we can see them. And we have watches. Oh my, do we have watches by the hundreds and by the billions. And we have watches, and time was wanted to be made in the beginning. Man just lived. Man just lived and enjoyed everything. And then he began to feel that there was a time schedule. There was something that the moon went up and the moon came down. The sun went up and the sun came down. And he wanted to record these things and understand these things. And he saw that there was a changing in the skyscape. He'd look up there and he'd see stars in one place one night, and he'd see them in another place another night, and he'd say, how could that be? And then, in his creative imagination, he drew globes, and he showed how they turned and how they moved, and how when you were seeing something from one point on the globe and another point on the globe, that they were the same thing, yet they were in a different location because the globe was turning. But then he became aware that the atmosphere, the stratosphere, the entire world out there was changing too. It was turning and vibrating and glowing. And all things were in movement. And this is what man told himself. This is what you have told yourself. This is what I've told myself so long. We've told ourselves that there is movement, there is time, and there is space. And each time we tell ourselves there's time and there's space, we tie ourselves up in a knot. We slow ourselves down. We tell ourselves that all is not right now and right here. And because we do not tell that to ourselves, because we try to prove to ourselves in our human way that there is time and space, we sort of believe it. And as we believe it, we don't realize that we are the energy of the universe. We are the thoughtfulness of the universe. We are the allness of the universe. We tell the universe what to do, and it does it. We think what the universe does, and it does it. And we are that energy. We are the very energy that makes all these things go around. We are the creative mental energy that brings these things into focus. It doesn't make them more real than they are. Our energy can create temporary things, and it can create what we call permanent things. But None of these things are everlasting. The only everlasting thing is the thought behind it. The only everlasting thing behind anything is the thought itself. For energy comes and goes and passes and flows, and it never stops. That's the way we have created energy to be. Now, if we would ever create energy to stop, if we would ever create energy just to cease its rapid movements as we have designed it to be, we would find that all is one, that there is timelessness and spacelessness and allness and oneness right here and now. And we'd say, well, what use is that? And of course, that's the big question. What use is that? In our finite minds, how do we find use for stillness? How do we find use for oneness? How do we find use for timelessness, spacelessness? How do we find use for that? Well, in our creative imagination, we just soar into other greater ideas, other greater illuminations. And as we soar into them, we think, hey, that's fascinating, that's interesting, that's wonderful. Let's make that a reality. And so then we make it into a reality. And it's no more a reality than it was before we made it into a reality. It's no more a reality than it was as it is and always will be. One pure objective idea, just an is. You and I are just an is. We are, that sounds so limiting to say just an is. But if I were to say, I am all the water in the world, I am just an is, all the water in the world, you would say, well, that's a lot. I am every thought that was ever thought. That's a lot. I am the allness and the nothingness. Hey, how can you do that? Well, because that's what it is. If I think of nothing, I am the nothingness. If I think of all, I am the allness. Now, we think that energy is so wonderful and so powerful. We use it as a tool. We use it as a technique for making things happen in our objective outer world here, in our physical world. But what do we really want to do? Do we really want to realize that we are the allness, that we are illumination itself, that we are the allness, that we are the thought behind all that is? And all that is purely our thought. I don't want to say only our thought, but purely our thought. Because whatever our thought can be grand enough to perceive, that is what our thought is expressed as in our life. Now, you and I can have that every moment of our life if we want. That gets us sort of off into that quandary of time and space, into the quandary of the allness, the isness, the oneness. It gets us into the absolute realm. And as we toddle off into this absolute realm of being unlimited allness and infinite, as we toddle off into that aspect of thinking, we come to the realization that what kind of a world do I want to create for myself? I have all the tools in me to create this imaginary scene, and that's called script writing. I can write my own script of my own life, of my own world, and I can change it, I can add to it, I can embellish it, and I can do anything I want, because I have the illumination in me to take the energy in me, to take the ideas in me, to take the wisdom in me, and make them be anything that I want them to be. But as I make them anything that I want them to be, do they really want to be what I want them to be?
And glory.
And the answer is yes. The answer is yes. They want to be anything I want them to be. and they want to be anything I want them to be right now. I have the privilege to be illuminated. I have the privilege to be flowing with whatever it is that I would like to have. And I live it right now in every moment of my thought. There is no yesterday. There is only the now. And I am the now. Have a wonderful creative day, illuminated in every brilliant way. I love you.